Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been focusing on the latest NSA revelations, this time that they apparently have been targeting Xbox Live users, as well as Second Life, as well as World of Warcraft, and other unnamed video games that you might play online. They seem to be targeting MMORPGs, although Second Life doesn't really count as a MMORPG, I don't think.
It's a role-playing game.
Yeah, but you don't get statistics.
There's multi-members.
There are multiple. It is massive. It is multiplayer, and you do play in a role, so I guess it meets all the letters except for the game part. Second Life isn't really a game.
There's no point.
There's no goal.
There's no point to it, but that doesn't make it a game.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a game.
No, I'm saying just because there's not a point doesn't like make it not a game.
It's more like a big tech demo than a game. I mean, doesn't a game
have
an objective?
The Sims had no point, but it was still a game.
Well, I've never played The Sims, but isn't the point of The Sims to build a society? Some sort of online society? Isn't there an ending to The Sims?
There is no ending to The Sims, just like there's no ending to Second Life.
Well, it's
there's no ending to the first life.
You don't have to have an ending. That
I think The Sims is more directed than Second Life was. Basically, Second Life, you picked an avatar, you showed up, and you decided to do whatever you were going to do. I had a business meeting one time in Second Life.
You could build things in Second Life.
There's a Mises Institute in Second Life.
Does anyone still go to Second Life, though?
I've never been to Second Life. I don't know.
You could try it tonight. It runs on crappy computers, Daryl. I know you've got one of those little mini, what do you call those things?
A netbook?
Man, those things.
With Ubuntu?
I don't know if they have Second Life for Linux, but I would imagine they do. And the thing about Second Life was there were free accounts, if I do recall, but then you could buy things in the game. I remember we were...
You had Linden dollars.
Right.
Which,
of course, were pegged to the U.S. dollar. But nonetheless, there were things that were sold online. It was kind of like one of the first virtual currencies, actually. Of course, now we have Bitcoin, which is a legitimate, real virtual currency that has no... It is not pegged to the dollar, whereas the Second Life Linden dollars were... And there was a lot of news about that. I remember that there was...
It's a big deal.
It was a big deal. And, of course, there was a lot of talk about the IRS getting involved in Second Life. And
what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because people were, they were doing business on Second Life. There were Second Life millionaires, people who would create things in the game, and then those things would become in demand in the game, and the value of them would go up, and people would pay big money for these digital things.
But could they convert their Second Life money to real money?
Yes.
Yes, they could. Mm-hmm. There was a certain ratio that was arbitrarily selected by the company in that case.
And this is one of the ways that I was able to understand Bitcoins a little more was the Linden dollar. The Linden dollar allowed...
A stepping stone for you mentally?
And mentally, it was a stepping stone. It allowed me to understand it because... You know, anybody who's played any online games, most online games have some kind of point scoring system, and sometimes that point scoring system's, gold or silver or some kind of money that you're able to buy bonuses, with which you're able to buy bonuses, and you buy the bonuses and do your thing. And if there's going to be money in a game, then why can't there just be money for the internet? And that's how, as I understood, Bitcoins. And then once I understood
sort of money that isn't just good in that game, but also goes across the entire internet. Like a Linden dollar wouldn't do you any good on eBay, for instance, or on any other website for that matter. You could only spend and receive them inside the game. But now, with Bitcoin, you've got something that exists outside and separate from, but yet could be part of online games. If I don't know if any online games have decided to accept Bitcoin. But,
I imagine some have somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or not Minecraft.
Definitely Mine Things.
Mine Things is what I was thinking.
Mine Things.
Yeah.
Yep,
well,
MineThings.com.
MT Gox did start as Magic the Gathering Online Exchange.
Okay.
And started trading these Bitcoin things, and then they just became the...
They didn't realize what they were.
Right, like they became the big exchange, and luckily that's sort of come down a little bit from them controlling like 90% of the market.
So let me give you a little bit more here from the Guardian story on the FBI, CIA, and apparently the Defense Human Service. I don't know what that is. Must be a UK.
Human Intel.
Yeah, must be a UK organization. They were all running human intelligence operations, undercover agents within Second Life. In fact, so crowded were the virtual worlds with staff from the different agencies, there was a need to try to deconflict their efforts, or in other words, to make sure each agency wasn't just duplicating what the others were doing.
Or, like trapping the other agents. This is what they don't want to say, is that if you're skulking about looking for terrorists on Second Life, then you're going to look remarkably like a terrorist, so the people skulking about looking for terrorists are going to think you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
And so they're busy. Their agents are busy. Didn't say here is that their agents caught each other a whole bunch.
That's what they're not saying. You're exactly right.
They're saying that without saying. We had to implement procedures to make sure that we didn't ...
Well,
any more ...
We know that the FBI has ginned up these terrorism examples in real life where they will contact somebody who's a lowlife, just some loser, and with nothing to live for, and they'll talk him into bombing something. They'll provide the individual with what the ostensible bomb is.
The plan,
they'll
the
provide
bomb.
Them with a plan. They'll provide them with a ride. They'll provide them with everything, even cash to get them through some tough times.
In one case, they actually scuttled a man's chance to get a job. One of these shiftless losers was going to get a job, and the FBI called the prospective employer and said, hey, you don't want to do that. You're going to get an audit or something.
Right. That way the loser would continue on his path of being a bomber rather than go to productive world.
Right, because this agent's chance at a promotion was on the line here. He had a terrorist on the hook, and the terrorist was going to, go have a real life. So he went ahead and destroyed his life.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing, and so you can imagine they're doing similar things on these video games, like, hey, any of you guys on the raid party want to go with a real raid? We're going to go and hold up a convenience store or whatever, come up with some sort of crazy terrorist plot. And then, of course, those things will set off whatever alerts they have. And then the other agents will hear that happening and they'll pick up on it. And before you know it, you've got three agents trying to convince one another to go bomb something. And they're all working for the same agency.
No, you go first.
Or a different agency.
You go first.
It reminds me of a video that I saw one time to where some agent walked in and did one of these like dead drops, put something into a P.O. box, and then somebody else comes in and gets it out of the P.O. box, and then like five agents just jump out from various places and tackle the guy, and everybody's pulling out badges. Like it was CIA, FBI, and
wait,
everybody was federal agents.
Was it a movie or was that real?
I don't remember. It could be either.
By the end of 2008, such efforts had produced at least one usable piece of intelligence, according to the documents. Following the successful takedown of a website used to trade stolen credit card details, the fraudsters moved to Second Life, and GCHQ followed, having gained their first operational deployment into the virtual world. This, they noted, put them in touch with an avatar, who's a game character, who helpfully volunteered information on the target group's latest activities. Second Life. So they were trying to break up a credit card ring, and they went in after him into Second Life. So there's their big success story. Second Life continued to occupy the intelligence agency's thoughts through 2009. One memo noted the game's economy was essentially unregulated, and so will almost certainly be used as a venue for terrorist laundering, and will, with certainty, be used for terrorist propaganda and recruitment. In reality, Second Life's surreal and uneven virtual world failed to attract or maintain the promised mass audience, and attention waned. Though the game lives on, the agencies had other concerns about games beyond their potential use by terrorists to communicate. Much like the pressure groups that worry about the effect of computer games on the minds of children, the NSA expressed concerns that games could be used to reinforce prejudices and cultural stereotypes, noting that Hezbollah had produced a game called Special Forces 2. According to the document, Hezbollah's press section acknowledges the game is used as recruitment and training, serving as a radicalizing medium with the ultimate goal of becoming a suicide martyr. Despite the game's disturbing connotations, the fun factor of the game cannot be discounted, it states. Special Forces 2 retails for $10. It concludes the game also serves to fund terrorist operations. We'll come back with more here in moments. Your thoughts on terrorists in video games?
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here toll free at 855-453. Maybe you want to tell us your story of your addiction to online video games. It's kind of a tangential topic to what we were talking about, which is the NSA playing online video games throughout their workday, which, as Shane Anderson points out on our Facebook profile, the more they play, the less they spy. Let them play. And I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I just think it's hilarious. And I agree with where Shane's coming from on this. I'd rather have them playing video games all day, claiming they're using it for spy purposes, when in point of fact, that's just an excuse. We'll come back with more, and your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE.
I'm addicted to bitcoins. That's the online phenomenon I'm addicted to. And if you are interested in bitcoins, you've heard about it in the news, I'm going to tell you how you have to get started. To get started with bitcoins, you go to blockchain.info and get a free online account.
They As have done, I believe, about 250,000 people in the last month.
Yeah, in the last month, about that many have. So they're up to like
that was after they already had 500,000. So now they're now up to around
three quarters of a million. And who knows whether actually that's what they announced last week. Who knows where they're at now with all the news? So to get bitcoins, you need a wallet to contain those bitcoins. The fastest, safest, and easiest way to get that wallet is blockchain.info. It has been recommended by Sovereign Tech and several other sort of technical experts.
Because Bitcoin Jesus recommends it.
That's right. Bitcoin Jesus has a stake in blockchain. Because
I heard him interviewed on the Ed and Ethan podcast recently, and he was very, very interesting what he had to say, in that apparently blockchain.info is now the number one Bitcoin site.
Oh, really? Great.
That's what he said.
That's great.
And I believe him.
Well, they've got encryption techniques that work inside the browser, the HTTPS, the same way that you get into your bank account. It's that level of security. So they never even have access to your money. They don't want access to your bitcoins. They just want to provide you with a great wallet. And you can use it on an Android or an iPhone or a laptop or a regular computer. This is what I think is the single best thing about it, is the interface between the different devices. I had a Bitcoin wallet at one point where I kept my bitcoins on my phone, and I'd have to move them from phone to computer and that kind of thing. It wasn't as cool as being able to access the same wallet between
everywhere.
Two devices.
Yep.
So there you go, blockchain.info.
And I'm looking at their Facebook page. They announced yesterday that they surpassed 800,000 wallets.
Outstanding. They are on track for sure to be at a million wallets right up by the end of the year, it sounds like. So Bitcoin definitely growing. In fact, the money, the amount of money that it's worth in U.S. dollars has bounced back. There was a lot of fear-mongering out there about this is the end. As the price of the Bitcoin crashed down, we can talk more about that here in a moment. I actually have an anti-Bitcoin news piece that we can get into here. But just a few more thoughts.
Those are always well-educated.
The NSA here, they're saying that these intelligence agencies claiming that apparently Hezbollah had put out their own video game called Special Forces 2.
As I understand, they did do that.
And they're apparently selling it for $10, so they're claiming that they're raising money for terrorism, they're radicalizing the users, etc. But the Guardian piece here ends on a very interesting note, and I think it's very appropriate considering what they were saying about the Hezbollah game. Hezbollah is not, however, the only organization to have considered using games for recruiting. As the NSA document acknowledges, they got the idea from the U.S. Army. America's Army is a U.S. Army-produced game that is free to download from its recruitment page, says the NSA, noting that the game is acknowledged to be so good at this, the Army no longer needs to use it for recruitment. They instead use it for training. Now, I played the America's Army game many years ago when it first came out, and it sucks. I mean, it just is awful. Now,
because the graphics aren't good.
No, I mean, it wasn't that. It was just, it's not a good game. I mean, that's all. It's just, it's more of like an army thing or
Yay,
a simulator.
Yay, America!
Yeah, well,
Yay,
there's definitely plenty
America.
Of that. There's definitely that. But no, it's not really a game. It's
you
just
defeated
an excuse.
Germany!
It's an excuse
Yay, America.
To get email addresses of young people so they can hit them up for recruiting purposes, basically. So I think that's an interesting juxtaposition, right? On one hand, they're pointing out that Hezbollah is using a video game for recruiting purposes, but so is the U.S. military.
Right. Well they are sure to point out that Hezbollah is advocating at the, you know, by the culmination of their game is getting to be a martyr for Allah. But what's really, I mean, what they don't tell you in the America's Army video game is that there's a good chance you're going to come home missing limbs or your mind's going to be broken, that you're going to be one of the vets that
you'll be a martyr for Uncle Sam, who's a better Uncle Sam's a better god.
Well, you probably won't die. That's you probably kill yourself. You're much larger chance that you will have experienced something that causes you to take your own life than in fact that you die, because the equipment they have in the military is great. They don't care if they expose you to depleted uranium. They don't care if it blows away whatever humanity you have left. They're Once you're out, it's not like they've actually got to make good on that VA stuff. It's like pulling teeth sometimes to get for these vets to get their VA benefits. So None of that stuff's going to show up in the video game.
Now, I've never been in a combat situation, thank goodness. I'm not interested in being in the military. When I was younger, I certainly considered it, but I'm glad I didn't do that. But I have fired weaponry, and I know that being firing a real gun is nothing at all like firing a gun in a video game. Like, not even close. So I always laugh when I hear, you know, the suggestion that video games are somehow training for real life. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, a lot
there's
of the sights,
no reality whatsoever.
A lot of the sights on some of this weaponry is a video game setup, essentially. So, you know, if you're playing on a, if you're, you know, piloting a drone, what's the difference between that and a video game?
I understand what you're saying there, Mark. I'm talking about games where you are the human being in the game.
The infantry,
and
yeah.
That you are on the ground shooting people in the game, which is what you do in the America's Army game. Sorry, it's nothing like real life, nothing whatsoever. Yes, the video games are becoming more photorealistic. Yes, they look better than they ever have. The new PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. I was watching some of the little comparison videos because some of the same games are coming out for both of like PS4 and PS3. They got the little side-by-side screen comparisons on YouTube where you can look. So I was wondering, you know, what's great about this new
PS4?
What's
the jump up? Yeah.
Right? And it does look nicer. I mean, it definitely, you know, the shadows look more realistic, the coloring and
I never thought it could get better than PS3, honestly.
Yeah. No, it does. I mean, it definitely has gotten better, and there's no doubt about it. So, yes, games are photorealistic. They look real. The physics engines are now better than they've ever been. I mean, games didn't used to have physics engines. It used to be you just shoot.
What do you mean a physics engine?
Well, the game must.
The best thing is the hair. If the hair flows the way
that's
the hair.
That's a hard one to do.
Yeah, the way the hair flows in a game, that's physics. Because what they'll try to do is they, you know, it mimics motion and that kind of thing.
So a good example of physics engine in use in a game would be if you shoot somebody in one of these games, their body, you know, will crumple in a realistic fashion.
In the right direction.
In the old days, Daryl, they used to, when you would shoot a character in a game, they would play a pre-programmed script, basically.
Right.
Graphics that would play out, graphic frames would play. Now the body is a 3D model, and they've really done a good job at making things look realistic in the way that they move and fall, and items can, you know, the gravity is more realistic in these games. You can, in some games, pick up items and throw them, and they bounce as they should. These are the physics engines that are relatively new, I would say, since circa 2006.
And the most complicated part of doing these games.
Yeah, so, there's no doubt that technically games are good at mimicking the look of reality, but the feel of it, not even close.
Yeah, the controller vibrates in your hand.
Yeah. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we have. News updates, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. If you are on our email list, you can go and get signed up for that over at news.freetalklive.com. That's where I sent out the news today about our brand-new affiliates in Columbia, South Carolina. We welcome them aboard on Saturday night on both AM and FM in Columbia, which is great. Also, news went out over our Facebook page, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can connect with any one of those through news.freetalklive.com.
I told you previously how to, get a Bitcoin wallet. Well, now you have to have some Bitcoins to go into that wallet. The place to get them is cashintocoins.com. Cashintocoins.com makes it fast, safe, legal, and inexpensive. And customer service is their highest priority. Cashintocoins.com is all you have to do is go there. It's relatively easy to use their service. It's it's simple. I did it, and I think you can do it too. They are getting busier, as they said, and they wanted to update things and manage expectations a bit. So they have a little message on the front as far as what's going on with their business, because Bitcoin is just blown up, and they're still delivering Bitcoins at cashintocoins.com, but it's not quite as quick as it used to be. But frankly, it's still the fastest way to get Bitcoins. You might be able to go to localbitcoins.com and get it a little bit faster. I don't know. But cashintocoins.com seems like the easiest way to do it. You got to have a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching in your area. And orders under $40 carry no fee. It's cashintocoins.com. By the way, some of your fee can be, if you get something over $40, your fee can be donated to charity at cashintocoins.com.
All right, so again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We continue here with more news about what's happening with the people putting out all the Edward Snowden documents. Apparently, the government goons in the UK are now targeting the folks over at The Guardian, the journalists who are heroes for putting out this information. They're now being targeted. And I don't know if you heard, but I actually had in the show prep, one of the many stories we just never had a chance to get to, that apparently, remember how they were talking about charging Julian Assange? Well, they never have. And apparently, you know, the belief currently is that they won't, that they have nothing with which they can charge Julian Assange. So he's still sitting in the embassy, from what I understand, in the Ecuadorian embassy in
prison,
London,
basically.
But he's not expected to be charged at this time by the United States.
What about by Great Britain?
I don't know. That's another good question.
Then why hasn't he left?
I don't have the detail on that, Mark. Okay.
I believe the reason he hasn't left is because there's some sort of
Sweden
thing. The Swedish thing, that's right.
Charge against him in Sweden.
Rape charges. Yep.
Well,
a rape allegation.
Yeah, it's not even, as I understand, it's not even doesn't even rise to the level of rape by their charging mechanisms. Essentially, sex without consent is the terminology, and the you know, basically he. I get the impression that somebody thought that there was going to be a relationship where there wasn't a relationship or something. I'm not sure.
We'll go to the phones here, and we can talk more about what's going on with the Guardian staff in a moment. Let's go first to Dr. Jones, calling from Turkey. Dr. Jones, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Either a week ago or longer, you guys were talking about the Bank of North Dakota, and I wanted to explain some things. The critique that one of you gave was that it didn't have either only one branch or not enough branches, didn't allow access, et cetera. The purpose of the Bank of North Dakota is to eliminate and prevent the government from having any debt. Therefore, the state of North Dakota has no debt. During the 2008 banking crisis, where every single state plus the federal government declared that they have a public debt, North Dakota has no public debt. North Dakota still has a huge surplus. So even though I, like many of you and many of the listeners, agree that most of state functions are coercive, wrongful, etc., there is no means by which the state of North Dakota is taxing and or borrowing money to pay for any quote-unquote public services. So you have, in a sense, volunteers of people who elect to work for the state of North Dakota. All the money that they earn and the credits which they earn through that system.
Quick Google of North Dakota budget, Dr. Jones, says that in fiscal year 2012, according to Ballotpedia, North Dakota had a total state debt of $6 billion.
Well, that I don't know who's collecting that data, but it's wrongful because we know by definition they had a surplus. The Bank of North Dakota has a surplus, so I don't know how they're going to.
Well, just because the bank has a surplus doesn't mean the state doesn't have a debt.
The bank is run by the state government.
Right.
Like Wells Fargo owns a lot of things. One of those things could have a debt. One of those things could have a surplus. Just because one thing has a surplus doesn't mean that the other thing that's run by that can't have debt.
Right. So basically you're calling Ballotpedia into question. Dr. Jones, you're calling Ballotpedia into question here?
My data is from Ellen Brown. So
who's that?
It's Ellen. You can look her up, I guess. But Ellen Brown is the one who she's written many books, Web of Debt and other things, and she advocates public banking. Again, you know, if you believe in government, which, again, I don't for the most part. However, if there should be any services, it should be, I would argue, self-funded, right? And so here you have an instance where there's a mechanism to create a public utility and a bank as a public utility so that people can, if they wish, work through that system and not create public debt to turn around and the government says, well, you owe some debt because we call you a citizen. You have to pay taxes to pay off something to repay a loan to a private bank. That system.
Here's what I don't understand. Doctor, this is what I don't understand is, okay, so the government creates a bank. That bank has to compete against other banks for people's business.
No. Hold on. No, not actually. In effect, the Bank of North Dakota is a credit union. It doesn't have to compete with anyone. The Bank of North Dakota is the Bank of North Dakota doing business as, or the state of North Dakota doing business as North Dakota. So people who work for the state of North Dakota have any and all their money funnel through the Bank of North Dakota. There's in that sense, there's no competition. It's like the police in that sense, right? We don't.
But how does this create a surplus of anything? If nobody from outside of the government of the state of North Dakota is putting money into this bank, then it's just bookkeeping.
There's a state law in North Dakota that all government agencies within the state are required to deposit their funds
Only state agencies, not local cities and towns. They can use the Bank of North Dakota, but they are not forced to, so only North Dakota state agencies. I think what you're trying to say, Dr. Jones, is that if the state runs its own bank, as they do in North Dakota. It's the only one of the 50 states that does this. If the state runs its own bank, then the state won't charge itself interest, thereby meaning that whatever loans it makes will not accrue interest on state agencies.
It's so interest-free debt.
Right, so therefore their debt that they are creating is not as impactful, perhaps,
a
bank.
No, it's the opposite. The state doesn't have debt.
Dakota has $6 billion of debt.
Okay, so, we have to examine the bookkeeping, right?
Okay, and we are examining the bookkeeping right here. I thank you for the call tonight, Dr. Jones, at 855-450-FREE. Maybe Ellen, whoever it was that you cited, the lady we're supposed to go and look up, maybe she got her information wrong. Is that possible?
I can't see how it's not. This is the problem, is when you have conflicting pieces of information. The Internet's great for that.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Maybe North Dakota doesn't have interest to pay on its debt from its own bank. That would make sense.
Yeah, but no state has interest to pay on money that it already has, unless it's getting money from somewhere.
Talking about loans, getting loans from a bank.
Where's it coming from?
Well, more coming up here. Depositors, it's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made Privacy Case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. Used to be the SACL toll free line. Now Pro XPN. Anyway, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We are working on a fundraiser right now for the AMP program, and it's been relatively successful thus far. Daryl is our new affiliate relations person behind the scenes here at Free Talk Live. I've been doing affiliate relations for close to a decade, calling radio stations, introducing them to Free Talk Live, bringing them on board with the show. Daryl has already successfully got us a new affiliate in the Boston area, which has been great so far. They came on all 7 nights a week, and he's working more of them. Got more irons in the fire as we speak, and I'm making the calls too. So Free Talk Live is going to probably have a very successful 2014 as a result of the both of us working at affiliate relations. But we got to pay Daryl to do this work. He comes in and does this show for on a volunteer basis just because he loves being on the mic and doing the radio thing. But got to pay him to actually work, which is what affiliate relations is. So what we're doing is fundraising through the AMP program to make this possible. Free Talk Live AMP program is your way to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And, of course, affiliate relations falls right into the line of that that goal. So we are looking to raise $950 per month in AMP dollars. We've raised over $500 so far, and we started doing this in mid-October. So basically the first month we raised about $500. This month we are working on it. Unfortunately, we had a tough week last week with AMP because one of our $50 AMPs canceled their subscription. I have not yet seen the reason why. They may come back. A lot of times an amper will cancel, and they won't even know that they've canceled. It'll be something where, like, their credit card number will have expired, and they haven't updated the number.
Oh, some sort of PayPal glitch.
Or PayPal can do it, or just, like, the credit card system that we use, if it tries to charge 3 times in a row and gets 3 declines, it'll automatically cancel the account. So I always follow up with an amplifier after I get the notice that they've quit, saying, hey, you know, did you mean to do this? And so, you know, that guy may come back, but it actually was that was a big hit because, you know, even if we had 10 people sign up at $5 a piece during that week, that would have just negated that one person with the $50. So we need to get more. If you have been waiting, please, if you've been waiting to AMP the show, now is the best time because you get your AMP doubled. We've got matching contributors that will step up and double the amount of money that that you AMP. So if you AMP $5, it's like AMPing 10 because of our generous matching contributors. Also, there is also the Bitcoin bonus. If you donate to the AMP program, if you sign up for AMP, your first month's worth of AMP, so if you do $5, which is the default amount, Your first month's worth of AMP, $5, will be sent to you in Bitcoin form. So it's actually just basically a wash for you. You donate $5 in the AMP program, you get $5 worth of Bitcoin back, plus the matching contributors pony up the $5. And so AMP does, you know, AMP benefits from it, you benefit from it, everybody wins. It's thanks to our generous contributors for helping us do this. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can still do one-time contributions, by the way. We haven't mentioned that recently. If you, for whatever reason, feel you don't want to commit to a full, you know, year or however long of AMP, you can just do a one-off, and the one-time contributions will also be matched, but you will not get Bitcoins for the one-time contributions. You will also not get Bitcoins in return for donating Bitcoins. But you can also donate Bitcoins to us as well at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and the Bitcoin contributions will be matched up to a certain dollar value each month. So now's the best time that it's ever been to become a Free Talk Live amplifier because of all these perks. But the Bitcoin deal that we're talking about expires Christmas time. So you got about 2 weeks left on this Bitcoin offer. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you to everybody who has stepped up to help us out with this. And that includes not just new amplifiers, but a lot of former amplifiers have come back on board, people who maybe haven't amped for, you know, a year or whatever because times were tough, they had to cut back, and then they heard us talking about this, and it reminded them, wow, this sounds like a great time to become an amplifier. And it is. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones. And actually, in this case, to Skype, we've got my dog on the line. Not sure where you are. My dog.
Hey, I remember the Julian Assange thing, and I'm by no means an expert on the case, but I remember reading about it, and the expectation of relationship thing just makes me think of what's called the seduction charge, which was a criminal offense, or maybe a civil offense, where you had sex with a young woman under the presumption that you would marry her afterwards.
Ooh, that's what they're alleging?
Well, no, not for him, but you know, basically with Julian Assange's, I read the story, and at no point did it sound like anyone had unconsensual sex, mm-hmm. except that, you know, maybe somebody got the wrong picture. You know, like, hey, if we, I really, really like you, let's go steady, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing, and then, you know, I had a lot of drink last night, and everything was great and everything, but that steady thing, I don't want to do that anymore.
Right.
So that's kind of, it seemed like what I, the impression I got from this article that I read a year and a half ago.
And they're saying that that's a version of rape in Europe, doing that?
So what? Yeah, apparently that's what he's being charged with, and that's why he escaped. And what I'm thinking is their definition of sexual consent in Sweden might be different from ours in America, and it might be that it's slightly more lax to allow for this seduction charge to become a form of rape for them.
And I believe it's Maryland. You can actually withdraw consent in the middle of the activity.
Well, yeah, why shouldn't you be able to?
Suddenly, I don't like this anymore.
Right. Yeah. And then there's like a so many second thing.
No, they get seconds.
Yeah. So, like, but if you don't withdraw within 5 seconds, then it becomes rape.
Well, do you have to verbally express it? And what,
yes.
what if your partner's deaf?
Well, then you better get their attention.
You have to let them know.
But, dog, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, that's it for me. Thanks for bringing me on.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Sounded good there on Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm.
And if you call the show and you want to hear what it sounds like to have been on the show, the last 7 days are right at the front of the page at freetalklive.com, and the archives, if you can remember the date that you called in and you haven't managed to do it in 7 days, whatever, you're busy. Yeah. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the last 7-something years or whatever there for free at archives.freetalklive.com.
On Tuesday, Scotland Yard's head of counterterrorism told Parliament that the news staff of The Guardian could be investigated on terrorism charges for publishing several articles based on classified documents leaked by Edward Snowden. During her testimony, Assistant Commissioner Cressida Dick told lawmakers that Scotland Yard was investigating to see if any laws were broken.
Scotland Yard is full of dicks, as I understand it.
That's right, for publishing and transporting the classified files, which allegedly include details about British spies that could put their lives at risk. From The Guardian, quote, "We are continuing with that inquiry," said Dick. "We are taking that carefully. There's a lot of difficult material to find our way into. We will go
We will go where the evidence takes us. We will be proportionate and careful about every step we take. It appears possible that some people may have committed offenses. We need to establish whether they have or haven't. That involves scoping a huge amount of material. So this is an intimidation tactic. They don't actually have anything with which to charge them. They're just blustering and saying that, well, we don't like what you're doing, and well, we're going to look and find something. We're going to see if you've done something with which we can charge you.
Disorderly resisting of treason arrest.
Yeah, something like that. Some sort of catch-all charge.
You know, I don't really like the idea that the government finds people they don't like and then looks for ways to charge them.
Yeah,
it should be pretty obvious when, you know, when a crime's been committed that, you know, somebody needs to be charged with something.
British authorities confiscated the material from David Miranda earlier this year as Miranda traveled through London on his way to Rio de Janeiro from Berlin. Miranda is the partner of former Guardian writer Glenn Greenwald, who was the first journalist to publish from Snowden's documents. Earlier in the day, British lawmakers accused Guardian editor-in-chief Alan Rusbridger of breaking the law under Section 58A of the Terrorism Act, which states that it's illegal to publish or communicate information that puts a member of the armed forces or intelligence service at risk. It isn't only about what you've published, it's about what you've communicated. That is what amounts or can amount to a criminal offense, said the Select Committee member, Michael Ellis.
This sounds almost like the Bradley Manning trial, to where the government argued during the trial, well, we don't have to prove that anybody from Al-Qaeda actually read WikiLeaks.
Right. We could have
to convince the judge that Al-Qaeda could have read WikiLeaks.
Yep, and in front of the committee, this editor, Rusbridger, defended his paper's actions, saying, we've published, I think, 26 documents so far, the 58,000 we've seen, so we have made very selective judgments about what to print. We've published no names, and we've lost control of no names, he said. We were told that 850,000 people had access to the information, that a 29-year-old in Hawaii who wasn't even employed by the American government had access, he added. More coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. Are they going to actually bring charges against the Guardian?
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.